While every head is bowed, we again thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. The beauty, Lord, to again bend the knee, Lord, and oh, to bow our head. But yet you even said to lift up our heads to you, Lord God. I'm so thankful, Lord. I just don't know what to do but praise you, Lord. And I'm so grateful to God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if my head's down, my head's up. Lord, I'm just praising you. I thank God, Lord, that we go through this life and lots of things begin to hit. But, oh, there's a name given above every name. There's a name that all power is in that name. And that's the name, praise God, that is with me every moment, every breath, every thought. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank God the victory is already been won. And Lord, we give you that praise. Father, we thank you for him today. You gave him to us so freely. Thank you that I am my beloved's. I am my beloved's. And his desire, hallelujah, is toward me. Thank you, God, that love is with us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today to Genesis chapter 27. As we turn there, we're going to that precious encouragement when the Lord so graciously gave that birthright to Jacob. And we know that even when Jacob's sweet mama, Rebekah, was carrying those two, the Lord visited her and told her specifically, "Now, honey, you got a wrestling match going on in there with them twins. And the reason is because I'm going to turn it upside down. That older one, he's going to serve the younger." So we kind of jump a little bit forward here, and the time of that blessing is going to be poured forth. And we're going to pick it up here in Genesis 27. And we'll begin reading from the first verse. "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, said unto him, My son, behold, and he said, My son, and his son said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I'm old, and I know that the day of my death, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt venison and to bring it. Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loves. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man. I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" And Jacob said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, "The voice is not Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am." And he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now, come near now, and kiss me, my son." And he came near, and he kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And he blessed him. And he said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee." Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, we're going to stop there. The beauty of Grace's plan. The beauty of Grace's plan. And it's exactly what Grace's plan implies. Completely undeserved. Let's just be honest with Grace's plan. It's completely unexpected. Ask Jacob. Now here we have this marvelous testimony. Not only of a mother's love for her son. Not only the testimony of a mother's devotion. Praise God to the word of God. As God told her, the older will serve the younger. But the word of God through this story testifies to us so clearly of Grace's plan. See, it's clear. There's no doubt here. The birthright wasn't supposed to be Jacob's. He wasn't the firstborn. He wasn't preferred. He didn't even smell right. Huh? Come on. Get into it. He didn't look right. His appearance, all of that was completely rejected for any of the father's inheritance. Everything was wrong with him. Am I speaking to anybody out there? Everything was wrong with him. He was completely rejected. There was no way. But then came Grace's plan. All right, now, I think you're getting into it now. But yet Jacob, here he was. Just like I believe that there might have been just a little bit of hesitation out in the crowd here today. Jacob was still fearful. And his mom, that sweet vessel of grace, was right there, but Jacob was fearful. He told his mother, let's forget about it, didn't he? You know what? The cost is too great, Mom. But you know one thing about grace? Grace isn't going to have any of that. Grace's plan is always present. And grace's plan said, upon me be thy curse, my son. And I love how grace speaks to us. Obey only. Did you hear that? Obey only my voice. Now, brothers and sisters, let's receive a little bit more today. Only obey, only receive, praise God, grace. The word of his grace, the message of grace, the encouragement of grace. For by it and only by grace do we grow. For the word of God tells us we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who once again we grow in the knowledge of he that is full of grace and truth. Amen. Praise his name. Now, do you see that this is our Lord right here? The one that truly is full of grace and truth. And thank you, Jesus, that you know what? He spoke this to the Father for us, did he not? I'm grateful to God that upon him, hallelujah, he said, let this curse be upon me. As he said in Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Praise God. Praise God. This is grace's plan. And I thank the Lord how grace's plan. And I pray we get a vision of this today, because I'm thankful of the vision, hallelujah, that he put into my heart, brought me into another place of rejoicing in this wonderful, wonderful finished work upon the cross. But see, in grace's plan, he put that goat skin upon me, just as Jacob received it upon his hands and upon his neck. And see, Isaac did not discern him. Now see, brothers and sisters, that goat represents the sin offering. That goat represents a sin offering. And God loves that smell. God loves the smell of that, praise God. God loves that blood. See, just like Isaac loved, he loved the feel of that. He loved the smell of that. In Isaiah 53:10, it says that it pleased the Father to bruise him. It pleased the Father to crush him. Oh, my Jesus. Brothers and sisters, he was made sin for us. And praise God, that blood upon my life, there is nothing else that is pleasing to God. Nothing else. And praise God, there's nothing to discern. There's nothing to think about. For by his blood, hallelujah, we are like him. There's nothing disguised, hallelujah. As I go boldly to the throne of grace, I go in the very life that lives in me, the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, here's what happened. In verse 26, he says, come near me now. Got any parents out there? Got any parents out there, huh? Do you love it when your child comes to you now? There ain't anything like it. And there was no hesitation, was there? Now. You're of me. You're mine. Hallelujah. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Come on now. Kiss me, son. You're my son. And this is what Jesus did for you. This is what Jesus did for me. Oh, his very life received in the same fullness. Hallelujah. I was thinking, even my smell. Oh, hallelujah. I go in there and the aroma. Praise God. The sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. His very son is the smell upon me. He loves to hold me. He loves to draw me nigh. He loves my kiss. And he loves to kiss me. Oh, praise God. Now let's go back and think about this again. Was there anything about Jacob that went in there? There wasn't anything about Jacob. That was all that transformation that was made. Everything that was accepted, praise God, was the work of grace upon that life. Everything that was done, it wasn't anything that Jacob did. It was everything that grace brought to him. Everything that in grace had instructed him to do. And in that wonderful transformation, as he went to the Father, hallelujah, grace had made him that man. Do you realize how you go to the Father? You go in there with one life. You go in there with the life of Jesus Christ. Don't let the enemy deceive you. That work upon the cross was complete. That work upon the cross was a victory that is absolutely finished. That price was completely paid. That ransom was fully met. Hallelujah. That transformation was made from death to not just life, but life everlasting. There's only one everlasting life, and that is the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I go in there with only that life, because at the moment of believing, I died. I died. I am crucified. Hallelujah. That work on the cross. When he said, "It is finished." When he gave up the ghost, hallelujah, crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. My life was done at that moment upon that cross, hallelujah, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Oh, and I do live. Oh, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ lives by grace abundantly, exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think in me. Hallelujah. And the life that I now live abundantly, I live by the faith, hallelujah, of the Son of God, who lives in me, who loves me, adores me, favors me, fights for me, continues to encourage me. Oh, and yes, so beautifully, gave his life for me. All right. Now you realize how you smell so good. There's a sweet smell in here today. Oh, a smell, hallelujah. Sweet to the Father. That one, praise God, that was beautifully bruised, crushed for you and for me. Now, Jesus did this for us. And I thank God that, you know what, it wasn't done with the skins of animals or the blood of bulls. But it was done with his body. And it was done with his glorious blood. And oh, I rejoice with him today. Because he said, oh son, the joy that was set before me. The joy that I share with him today. That we share with him today. Don't we share that joy? See, that's the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. That I share with him. That's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is my strength every single moment. The joy, praise God, of the finished work on the cross. That thrill to the Father that his Son would be the finished work. Hallelujah. The final, the only sacrifice that paid the price for it all. Hallelujah. And that made the way. That gave me his life. That, praise God, that I was made the righteousness. Hallelujah. For him. He was made that for me. Into his image, into his smell, we have been made this to God, the sweet smelling sacrifice of thanksgiving. And my Father longs for my kisses. Come on now. He longs for that, doesn't he? Now, as a result, look at how Jacob was blessed. Word of God says, the dew, or the covering of heaven, the fatness of it all, the people will serve thee, the nations will bow down to thee, and you'll be Lord over thy brethren. And this, brothers and sisters, in even greater wonder, in greater wonder that cannot even be compared, is for us who believe. As the word of the Lord tells us, and I will make known to all that I have loved thee. Oh my. Grace's plan. Grace's work. Oh, the thrill to hear the praise of the grace of God. We began to hear that this morning. Brother David, as he came up, overwhelmed. If you weren't here, just overwhelmed with the grace of God. The grace of God that is with us. The grace of God, which is all of salvation's plan. That we're saved by grace, that we grow in grace, that it's the word of his grace that builds us up and gives us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. That the marvelous majesty of the bride descending, having the glory of God, the only reason that she has the glory is all because of grace. Amen. Hallelujah, isn't it wonderful? See, he adorns us all the time, doesn't he? That bride adorned is born adorned with the righteousness of saints, the work of his grace. Just like that sweet Jacob was adorned by his mama. Oh, what a wonderful vessel of grace. I'll adorn you, honey. Don't you be fearful. I've given you everything you need. Not only will your father receive you, he'll adore you. He'll draw you in. He'll call you immediately, my son. Now, how many times over and over and over and over does he tell us? Huh? Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let him steal your joy by making you, in a sense, feel that you're not worthy. That you're not accepted. That somehow you've done something beyond yourself. God's capacity to heal, that you failed so miserably that there is something that would separate you from the love of God. But don't you let the enemy fool you either with the cares of this life in thinking that there is some greater calling, that there is something greater or more mighty to achieve, that you need to delay. As the father said to Jacob, come near me now. You're of me. You're born of me. I live in you. I dwell in you. You're my son. You're my heir. And all I want and desire for you to be is my son's joint heir. Ruling and reigning. Glorified together. Amen? The finished work. Hallelujah. See, it's all about the finished work. It was all about the finished work. God didn't just give his son to be born, to be made flesh, to live among us. It had to be the finished work. The finished work. He had to be completely offered. He had to be made sin for us who knew no sin. He had to take that place, praise God, that suffering. Hallelujah, that no one will ever know, for it to be that finished work. Now, why does he tell us, if so be that you suffer with me, you'll also be glorified together with me? It's all about the finished work. Amen? Come on. This is the calling. Praise God. This is what you have been chosen for. Praise God. This isn't something that we look at as strange that has come upon our life time and time again, these fiery trials. Again, these things that we see unexpectedly come upon our lives. We've sown these things, Father. We've applied the Word of God in our lives. I always thought that it would be just smooth sailing. But then again, I've got to remember Paul's epistles. I suffered the loss of all things. But yet, that's just filthy rags and foolish things of man's righteousness. Those things are dung. All of it I count but dung and refuse. But for the knowledge of this, what we're speaking of today, the understanding that God has given you today to be seated here this morning and to receive this. This is what he's prepared you for, sons of God. We're in the meeting room today. Isn't it amazing? We're in the throne room this morning. The Spirit, hallelujah, is speaking to your heart. Oh, yes. He's called a meeting. He's called us together. It's time to take counsel. Amen. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, we rejoice in this calling. Amen. We have been fully given everything in the Lord. And that's that. Amen. That's that. That's that. Yes. Nothing's been withheld. What is his is mine. But brothers and sisters, I get this jointly ruling and reigning. I understand by the grace of God. I rejoice in that now for a time that will be that will never end. But the best of all is the love. That best part that brings it all is the love. And I'm speaking of the love that is right now. I'm speaking of the love of the Father, the kiss, the embrace. Praise God, I'm speaking of hallelujah, his smelling me, as it says in Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. My kids, I'm sure they wonder, why is Dad always wanting me to be near them? Why does he always want us near him? Never a time, and you can ask them, never a time, that they're near me that I don't draw them immediately in and hug them and kiss them. And then they wonder, well, why does that hug have to last so long? Because I want to smell them. And just like you are to your father. Oh, in Jesus' name, that he'd open your heart in a deeper, wider, richer way this morning. Just like your father. As he wants to draw you in. Nigh to him. He wants you to kiss him. He wants to kiss you. He wants that embrace, the tightest of embrace, of his smelling you. The fragrance, the beauty of his son. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for being made the curse for me. Let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, as only you can touch hearts this morning. The need for us to draw nigh to God. The need for us, Lord, to increase in thankfulness for your Son. The beauty of that finished work, Lord God. The beauty of the sonship, Lord, that I call upon you, Abba Father, my dad. And oh, what a dad we have. Thank you for all of the provision. Thank you for your plan of love and grace. Thank you for the purpose, Lord, that empowers my heart with such joy in the struggle, such light in dark times, such rejoicing, Lord God, in things that look so defeating. The very power of God in heaven has been given. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for love shed abroad. And in Jesus' name, Lord, let us take forth that cup of salvation and drink and drink and drink. In Jesus' name.